because it gives you satisfaction. To whom does it give satisfaction? To the self. If it didn't give you satisfaction, you would not have that type of love. You see? So it's all for the... Should we not love the self directly, not indirectly? So if I love yourself is indirectly, but when you love it, and yet we want other people's love more than our own to the self, which is the closest and much, much nearer.
Looking for love in all the wrong places.
Yeah, I mean, it's extraordinary to be able to love. But one has to understand the source of that love is for this. That is this. Forever. There is no other source or goal but that. Even when two people love each other completely and utterly, it's because of this. You are my mother, you are my father, you are my dearest friend, you are my
nearest kin.
Nearest kin. I have to finish it with a story that I saw accidentally on the TV as I was washing dishes. There was this lady in the street that was being mugged, and a gentleman from his office sees the lady being mugged and pushed. He said, "I didn't take a thought. I ran downstairs and punched the guy in the face, and the guy shot me in the lungs." He said, "I watched myself knowing that I'm gonna die, and the thought that came is, oh, they pulled my body into my office and they called the 911. He said, "I looked into my office, I realized how unimportant it is, that office. How utterly unimportant this office is, that just moments ago was so important." He said, "The only thing at that time was important for me, not being really familiar with himself," he said, "my wife and child." So, he said, "I was prompted to say the name of my child to keep me going, or the name of my wife, until they came and took him, and miraculously he survived and he came on TV and he was doing really, really well. But he took a shot in his chest to realize where the priorities." And really, 99% of us, we don't know. We don't know that things are not as serious as they are. They shouldn't be as serious as they are. See, Maria? Namaste. It's really beautiful that this room got together just the first Tuesday of the new year.
So instead of Happy New Year, we say Happy New Room.
Happy New Room, Happy New Room. This is our cave.
Yes. Why is that camel changing colors?
It's hypnotic.
What is going on?
It's magic.
Yes, it is.
Sure is beautiful.
Yeah, my father bought it. He was so proud. He said, it'll change color. And that it does.
We should all play dumb. What are you talking about, Wendell?
Are you hallucinating?
I have a short announcement to make. I mentioned it before, but on Thursday evening, I will be giving a slide presentation about my recent bike ride.
Where?
At the City Hall of Reno. Mm-hmm. Okay. At 6:30.
Thank you.
And I will cover this bike ride from through Mongolia, China, Vietnam, Laos, and Thailand.
Could you do me a favor? Could you give us a jingle on Thursday?
Yeah.
If you can remember it.
Dignity, yes.
Thank you. Because I want to come, and I don't want to forget.
Thank you.
Welcome.